Pretty good, huh? I thought so, especially when you consider that I was just a pup in a beef box. Anyways, where were we? Oh yes, herding cats. We had so many cats you couldn't take 3 steps without landing on one. They were all sullen, ill-tempered, and spiteful. Typical cats, in other words. And I did enjoy herding them around the porch. Not only was it a lot more fun than herding Maggie, but a guy never wanted for danger and excitement. I could wade into a nest of cats and have all 6 of them humped up and hissing like a bunch of cobras. You think that wasn't fun? Huh. Shucks, at the age of 7 weeks, I was ready to become a full-time professional cat dog. I loved messing with cats. But a guy did pay a price for his fun. I mean, those cats turned out to be quite a bit more responsive than my sister Maggie. And even the little cats could deliver a blow of claws. But that just made the game more exciting. Oh, did I mention Sir Gatto? Maybe not. He was the local Tom. Big black cat with a white face and 2 white paws. Muscular shoulders, long black tail with a snip of white on the end. He just sat around on the porch all day, glaring at the world with weird yellow eyes and waiting for his people's servants to deliver his daily scraps. When the scraps arrived, the kittens would rush in, hissing and yowling and spitting on each other. Not Sir Gatto. He would rise from his porchly throne and walk slowly towards the plate. On all sides, cats and kittens would shrivel up and move out of his way. They might still be hissing and spitting at each other, but not at Sir Gatto. He would sniff the scraps for a while, then pick out the best morsels and chew them at his leisure. His attitude seemed to be that whichever morsels he had selected were pretty lucky. After eating, he would rise, stretch all 4 legs 1 at a time, and swagger back to his spot on the porch. Then, with a royal smirk, he would watch as the other cats rushed the plate and did what you would expect a bunch of greedy cats to do. Kiss, spit, yowl, claw, push, shove, and gulp down big chunks of food they hadn't even chewed. Typical cats. Nobody messed with Sir Gatto. Nobody but me, that is.